Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. Today, I want to tell you the story that I read from Max Lucado sometime back, but it blessed my heart, and I wanted to share it with you. The tale involves a wealthy daddy and a challenging son. The boy prematurely takes his inheritance and moves to Las Vegas, where he wastes his money on slot machines and call girls. As fast as you can say blackjack, he's completely broke. He's too proud to go home, so he gets a job sweeping out horse stables at a racetrack. And when he finds himself tasting some of the horse's oats and then thinking, hey, you know what? A little salt in this wouldn't be too bad. And he realizes, wait a minute, I've totally thrown my life away. It's time to go home. Well, he starts thinking to himself, I bet the gardener at my dad's house does better than this. So he heads off, and all the while headed back, he's starting to think about what his repentance speech is going to sound like. So riding on the Greyhound bus, he thinks to himself, I'm going to have to grovel. But the daddy has other ideas. He had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed the son when he returned. And we don't expect that kind of response, do we? We expect crossed arms and furrowed brows and at best a guarded handshake, but an awful lot of I told you so. I know that's what we think. But the daddy gives him something different, a big hug. Instead, he gives gifts. According to Luke 15, he brought out the best robe. He brought out a brand new ring. He brought out sandals, and he brought out a party with a fatted calf, and he said, let's eat and let's be merry. We're going to party my boy's home. Well, do you see that? He brought out a ring. Before the little boy, or the grown boy, I guess is the case, has a chance to wash his hands, he's got a ring to put on his finger. In Jesus' day, rings were more than gifts. They were symbols of delegated sovereignty. They were the bearer when the ring could speak on behalf of the giver. It was used to press a seal into soft wax to validate a transaction. Well, would you have done that to your son that may have walked away and thrown his life away, or maybe even a friend or a spouse? Would you have given this prodigal kid power of attorney privileges over your affairs? Listen, before you start questioning the wisdom of this dad, remember in this story, you're the boy. When you come home to God, you are given authority to conduct business in your heavenly Father's name and in his kingdom. When you start to speak truth, as Max says, you are God's ambassador. As you steward the money that he gives you, you're his business manager. When you declare forgiveness, you're his priest. As you stir the healing of the body or the soul, you're his physician. And when you pray, he listens to you as a daddy listens to a boy. You have a voice in the household of God. Isn't that beautiful? He has given you his ring. God, my friend, believes in you. Think about that. The God of all creation believes in you. You and I have the privilege to do for other folks what God has done for us. So how are we going to show other people that we believe in them? Don't withhold encouragement from folks that are discouraged. They're there in your life for a reason. Don't keep affirmations from the beaten down. Speak words that make people get built up and are stronger because of that. Believe in them as God, our Creator, has believed in you. And when you do, you can go make a difference for the cause of Christ right now, today. God bless you, friend, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.